At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
This episode of the Dollar Saving Divas podcast is brought to you by RentTheRunway.com.
You'll find more than 200,000 pieces and 400 designers in the Rent the Runway closet. Anything you want, one flat price.
Formal, cocktail, festive. What type of event are you attending? Get 4 or 8 day designer rentals for a fraction of the price.
And when you click through the link on our Dollar Saving Divas Facebook page, you'll save even more and you'll help us keep this podcast free.
Look great and save money too.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving. Well, this podcast is on the key to lasting weight loss. I know we're coming up on the holidays and the post-holidays, and everybody's looking at New Year's resolutions and possibly packing on a few extra pounds over the holiday season. But this advice is coming from trainer Heidi Powell. And Chris and Heidi Powell co-host Extreme Weight Loss and have co-authored the book Extreme Transformation. And so they are giving some tips on, you know, how to do lasting weight loss, because sometimes we go into it and you see a lot of people that do those fad diets and they lose a lot of weight at the beginning, but then it just comes right back. So it's really what they're saying. This is more of a lifestyle change. If you want lasting weight loss, it's forever. It's a lifestyle change.
Right, because, you know, people that just say, I'm going to go on one of those fad diets, you know, or the ones, you know, you pay your whatever it is, Nutrisystem and
Weight
Watchers. Well,
once it's done, you don't learn to eat differently.
Correct.
You're just
buying their product and having it delivered to your house. And I think, you know, I think she has some really great tips. And one is you don't have to give up everything just for, you know, you don't have to give up the carbs and some of the fats. But there's some things you just, like, cut back on the carbs, like 3 days a week.
Right.
And just, you know, that's smart. You know, reach for the complex healthy ones, like the fruits and the grains and, you know, whole grain cereals, breads and pastas. I mean, you can still have it. You just have to have in moderation.
Yep, exactly.
And veggies, you should have veggies every single day. And they say, you know, skip the starchy ones, like the root varieties like beets and potatoes. Sorry, I could not cut out potatoes. But you get, you know what, instead of a big old baked potato, just get a small little red skin potato.
Exactly.
And don't put butter on it and sour cream. Well, in my case, I would put sour cream on it. But
just a little bit.
But just a little bit. And one of her rules, she says, if it's green, you're probably good to go. So that's it, is eat your carbs in moderation.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but we'll do spaghetti squash. Not everybody likes spaghetti squash, but we'll substitute. And I'll do a marinara.
Absolutely.
And do spaghetti squash instead of actual pasta. And it's delicious. But you don't have all the carbs.
I think that's really smart. And it does. I mean, I've had some people say they can't even hardly can tell the difference when you're putting a, you know, different kind of healthy sauce on it.
Yeah, you put a nice sauce on it and you roast it. It's got a good flavor. And another tip that she says, which I love this because I do this, is have 5 small meals a day. And I do that. I eat. She's recommending that you eat breakfast within 30 minutes of getting up. And then have another meal every 3 hours after that until then at 8 p.m. you want to stop. But if you do this, you know, you feel fuller longer because you're having these smaller meals. And then she's also advising that you include a lot of protein in these small meals. So like some Greek yogurt, lean meats. I'm not a big meat eater. We've talked about that. But I do a lot of Greek yogurt. I eat eggs. So that helps too. So, and then on, like she's saying, you have high carb days and low carb days. If you have a low carb day, you want to do a healthy fat like avocado or almond butter. I love avocados. I could eat those every day. And again, lots of green veggies. That's what you want to do with every meal.
It's a lot about veggies. Also, it's about keeping your portions smartly sized. So it's not about giving up what you're having. It's just about, you know, maybe having the portions be a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. And one way to kind of, well, trick yourself is to actually serve the food on a smaller plate, because it looks like there's more to it. And I mean, a lot of people do that. And it's like, if, particularly if your spouse is on a diet and you want them to be able to have a little bit of potato or a little, you know, in their day. But if you add on more veggies, and you put it on a smaller plate, all of a sudden it looks like it's larger. But she had, I think, a really good thing about the portion control, which I thought is, you know, okay, take your hand. And she says you use your hand as your guide. So she said protein should be about the size of your palm, carbs the size of your clenched fist. Unfortunately, my fist is kind of small, so I'll use my husband's fist.
You kind of lose on that one, yeah.
And then I love this one, though. Fats the size of your thumb. So we can have a lot of carbs, but we can't have a lot of fats. So it's kind of like thumbs up on that.
Yeah.
And again, lots of veggies and at least 2 fistfuls of veggies a day. I'm sorry, but I think you could eat as many vegetables as you really want.
Yeah. And that fills you up. If you're doing like broccoli or carrots you can fill up on those and it's healthy. You feel full. And I like those little almond packages, too.
Oh, gosh. You carry those? Do you carry them with you, like, all the time?
Why do they make me feel like I've eaten something? They're like the little 100-calorie packs. Almonds are good for you. But you feel like you've eaten something. It's not like eating a rice cake where it's like, it's air, basically.
Right. That's true. It is a puffed air.
You're not going to feel full
from
that.
But remember, we also talked about, you know, every once in a while you like a little sweet. And I know what you like. And I like every once in a while. I mean, I'm not a sweets eater. So I could eat 2 peanut M&Ms and be totally satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is buying in those small, like you were talking, the small little packages, because then the portion control is there. You know exactly how many calories are in it. I mean, like a little baby fun-sized Snickers bar might be, I don't know, 60 calories or whatever it is.
Right.
But that's it. That's all you get.
Like
the big 1-pound bag of
M&Ms. And once they're open, it's all over, because you're not going to stop until they're gone.
That's I don't know about you, but if I set... I believe when we were on vacation, we set out some M&M's.
A bowl of M&M's. And 2 hours later, there's like 3 M&M's in the bottom of the bowl.
And you and I hadn't had any.
Hmm. Nope.
So I think we had a mystery guest come and visit.
What happened.
So we know it's about that portion control. The little fun size will make that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And so my little thing, and her tip too, is to cheat a little bit. So and you know this is true. When you tell yourself you can't have something, what are you going to want?
You want it.
You crave it. As soon as you say, I'm cutting out all sweets, that's all you think about is sweets. So allow yourself a little bit of a reward. I like the dark chocolate. And dark chocolate's not that bad for you. This is what I tell myself. But those little Dove dark chocolates, the little individuals, they're 40 calories. That's my little treat.
And that's on cheat day. We know our friends call us cheat days on Saturday. And we just had a cheat day, actually, where several couples, we all went out. We all ordered different little things, little appetizers, and kind of did some sharing of things.
Yeah.
And then each couple ordered a dessert, and we all sampled it. So you didn't eat a whole dessert.
Yeah.
Everybody just got a little sampling of that. So, you know, when you're going out to eat, you can do that as long as, you know, don't double dip with the same spoon or fork. I think that's fine. Unless you and I want to do it, that's okay.
But I do think you have to cheat. I mean, you have to be able to reward yourself. Otherwise, it's just going to be, you're going to be so miserable that they're going to find you with a tub of Ben and Jerry's curled up in the fetal position underneath the TV.
Well, that's true. And I think, as you were talking about, it is a lifestyle change. So, you know, as long as you do everything in moderation, you know, it's fine. I noticed they did not say we had to cut out our drinking our wine.
I think there are many studies saying that
wine is actually very good for you.
Yes.
Okay, well then, I don't know about you, but let's pretend today is Saturday and it's cheat day. And let's
have wine and a small dark chocolate.
I think that sounds great. Let's do it.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
We've created unlimited data plans for your business because 1 minute you're the receptionist.
Hello, how can I help?
The logistics manager.
Okay, lift at your end. That's it now, to me.
The new business consultant.
Will do. I'll pop over and give you a quote.
And you've still got to make the tea. Your business doesn't have limits, so why should your data allowance? New unlimited data plans from Vodafone Business. The future is exciting. Ready?
Max download upload speed apply to data. Coverage may vary. Terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.